Hello.
Hello, Candace. How are you doing? Can you hear me? Candace?
Hello.
Hi, can you hear me? Hello.
I'm having a little trouble hearing you.
Okay, let me stand up maybe. Can you hear me now?
Okay. Yes. There's just a little.
Is it a little staticky?
A little feedback, like you keep cutting it.
Okay.
Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you now. Let me see. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well,
you sound better, Gordon, too.
Thank you so much. Hello, everyone. This is Tundi of Unusual Blessings Podcast. My friend, Dr. Candace Jones, is joining me tonight for our third episode of Unusual Blessings Podcast. I am happy to have you, Miss Candace. How are you?
Thank you for having me. I'm great.
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. We are here tonight. Of course, we have talked before, and I want to introduce to my audience who you are. I have already alerted them that you're from the Orlando area, but I would like for you to tell them a little bit about yourself and what you do for a living.
All right. Hello, everyone. I am Dr. Candace Jones, and most people I go by, also known as Dr. Candace.
Yes.
And I am a board certified pediatrician and kid health expert. And I also call myself a mediatrician because I am a doctor who steps outside of the exam room. And I try to send healthy messages for our kids' health through different forms of media, whether online with my website, through social media with my Word in the Clinic live post, Instagram, all of that stuff. And I also do radio, TV, different things like that, because I think, you know, there's a lot of information out there and media has a lot of reach. So we are obligated to send healthy messages through that avenue as well and reach as many people as we can about kids' health.
Yes, I love that. I love that. Well, audience, I met Miss Dr. Candace when I did another show in the Orlando area. She and I hit it off really well. I met her awesome husband, who is also an ER doctor, and she has two beautiful kids. Tonight, we're going to do something different. Dr. Candace is usually talking about pediatrician stuff, you know, just going around with the kids. But tonight, we're going to talk about us as women, as working women, the things that we as women go through as working mothers. I want to feature women who do have a spouse and also women who don't have a spouse. We're going to give two perspectives of how it can go. And I've also been married, so I can kind of talk from both genres and we can go on like that. I looked up some information for women out in the audience that are going through different areas where they may be feeling down, Dr. Candace. I'm hoping that you will find these topics interesting. Because we as women, we go through things and we have to maintain our health for ourselves, for our families. Because if we're no good to ourselves, we can't be good to other people. We can't be good to the people that we as healthcare professionals serve in each capacity that we serve it in. Me being a healthcare provider where I have a Eyes on the Prize agency, and you being a doctor. So
That's right.
We are very excited about this. I am very excited. I'm a little nervous, but I'm trying to calm myself down.
No worries.
Yes. But we found a website, and I found that there are 9 biggest issues due to health that we as women face today. And I'm going to go through those topics, Dr. Candace. We won't go over all 9 of them, but we'll hit mm-hmm. on a couple of them. The first one was malnutrition. The second one was mental health. The third was HIV and AIDS. The fourth was breast cancer. The fifth one was cardiovascular disease. The sixth one was abortion and contraception. The seventh was pregnancy and childbirth. The eighth was domestic violence, and the ninth was sexual abuse. Dr. Candace, you as a healthcare professional, how do you feel about women that deal with mental health? I want to start with that situation first, with right. that one first, you know, because we as right. mothers and persons who are kind of in the motherly role, I try to not to exclude the men, but we as right. women, we are the caretakers, and we wear a lot of hats in the family. So where do you stand with that situation, and how do you feel about we as women going through mental health?
Right. So mental health is so important. Yes. It's just as important as your physical yes. health. It's just as important as your spiritual yes. health. It is one of those important arms of health. So definitely we need to invest our time in taking care of ourselves and focusing on our mental well-being, yes. doing whatever we need to do to be our yes, best mentally. Absolutely. It's very important. So I totally agree. That is a huge problem because there's so much stigma in certain groups That's of people right. and communities around mental That's health correct. Issues. Some people don't even believe they're real health that is problems. Correct. And having a mental health problem is a medical diagnosis, just like having high blood pressure or diabetes. Yes. We'll take that medication. Yes. We'll see the doctor for that. But when you start talking about mental illness, oh, yes. no. It's no different. So we need to address that just like any other medical yes. problem.
I found that out. I went through a bout with anxiety, especially mm-hmm. after... first, I had a bout with it when I got divorced. I had been married for 12 mm-hmm. years, and my ex-husband and I, when we got divorced, I had to get on citalopram. I was mm-hmm. all over the place. I couldn't manage. I was, you know, I had went into a state of depression, and I was very down. So my doctor, she prescribed me some citalopram, and I was able to get better. I did right. stop it, and the audience does know about my viral video. And so when I had the viral video, I started having those same issues again. And I did. Really? I had mm-hmm. to. I had to really, because, you know, I was receiving a lot of money on TV, and it was scaring my kids, and my kids were very upset. My oldest son wanted me to buy a gun. I was like, son, can't do that, you know. So I went ahead and got back on my citalopram, and it kind of mm-hmm. centered me. So mental health issues are very important, and we definitely as women have to take care of our mental right. health. Yes.
And you know, that speaks to, there can be situations that cause these temporary yes. bouts. And so it doesn't mean that you can't heal and recover, yes. and it doesn't have to be a forever right. thing, but just whatever you're going through, address it, seek professional right. help, whether you need a therapist or your doctor needs to give you some medication, whatever, stack the deck and pray and have faith and all of those yes. other things. Do it all
because yes. God gives us that sense ability to say, you know, I need help with this. I can't right. battle this alone. And so I That's think right. you said something then, stacking the deck, you know, you have to put yeah. all those tools together and help it to, you know, manufacture the way it's supposed to. The That's second right. topic that I do want to hit on, I'm sorry that I did not mention that it is childhood cancer. It's the month, right? It's
childhood. Yes. That's right.
Childhood cancer month. I have today, as of today, am going to be partnering with the Susan G. Coleman charity. I'm going to be donating so much percentage of the t-shirts that I'm going to be selling on my website, TundiHector.net. I'm going to be giving it to breast cancer awareness, and I'm also going to be giving it some of it to the disease that killed Miss Judy. I'm gonna do that simply because I think those things are important. Cancer is something that, you know, like we just said, childhood awareness, Cancer Month. Breast cancer. I've worked with several patients over the years who have had mastectomies. Definitely, I've had more than one that has had double mastectomies, and that's a tough thing that we as women have to go through.
That's right.
And over 40, isn't it 40 where we have to start getting our mammograms and making sure?
That right. Yeah. Know your family history, because you may have to start earlier if there's a strong family history. So just get that advice from your doctor. Mm-hmm. But absolutely, once you get started, you know, follow that recommendation. So the main point is just seeing your doctor every year for your physical. Yes. And then if you have a great doctor, you have a great relationship, they will guide you to all of those health maintenance things that you need to do when you need to do them. Because some things are every 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, mm-hmm. and it's hard to keep up with. So just stay in touch with them. Get that checkup each year, and you won't go wrong.
That's right.
That's for your women's health, your OBGYN, and also maybe for your internal medicine as adult women.
Yes.
So do both. Yes. And your eyes and your dentist, all of that
stuff. It's just like maintenance. You know, once you're keeping up the maintenance on your car, you're getting your oil changed every 3,000 miles.
There you go.
You have to get your body checked. You have to make sure that your body is in tune with what, you know, getting your yearly blood panel, making sure that all of your leukocytes and your red blood cells and your hemoglobin.
All that stuff
is running the way it's supposed to, because that's the only way you can stay healthy. You know, if you keep yourself together. I do want to, let's just get off that for 1 second. And I want to hear what you think about the Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. Do you have any advice for parents who may be going through something and they don't know if their child is facing something of this nature, or what kind of test do they may need to get?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So the month of September is Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. And I actually, through my platform, through Facebook and Instagram, I have been making some posts about those statistics.
Yes.
And actually, I have a new podcast episode on Kidding Around with Dr. Candace that'll be coming out tomorrow. And that episode is about childhood cancer with Dr. Greg Ani out of the University of Texas Health System San Antonio. Okay. He and I were resident colleagues together at Hopkins, and he is a pediatric oncologist and cancer researcher. Okay. And so he does a lot of work in the area of childhood cancer. So he did a wonderful job on the podcast, giving us a lot of information. And the take-home messages that I have from that is that we are all aware.
Yes.
And that we take up a cause. Right. For instance, you are partnering with breast cancer, Susan G. Coleman. Mm-hmm. And so if your heart goes out to childhood cancer, if you have it in your had it in your family, mm-hmm. or you know a family mm-hmm. that's experiencing it, align yourself with an organization that supports those families, that is supporting cancer research, is supporting efforts to have better treatments and cure, donate.
Yes.
All of that. That's the big take-home message. That's what awareness is about, to fight for these kids, to support them, to donate to them, and, you know, just make it. 43 children every day in the U.S. are diagnosed with cancer. We think it's rare, but that's a lot of kids. We don't want 43 kids a day being diagnosed with cancer.
That's right. We have to take care of kids.
We definitely need to. That's right. We definitely need to help in that situation.
Yes, I have a cousin, and she had a baby, and the baby actually died June the 13th, and she was 3 months old, and she had a brain tumor, and they found out it was a rare cancer.
Yeah.
And it was really a touching mm-hmm. story. I wanted to go back to that simply because I wanted to make people aware that these types of things can happen. They do happen. You know, we always say, you know, well, I don't think that'll happen to me, or I don't think that'll happen to my family, or, you know, I'm not going to worry about that.
Right.
But we always have to be aware of our surroundings, especially us as mothers with carrying, incubating the baby. So, yeah, I'm glad we got onto this.
You just never know. You're fine until you're not.
That's right.
Right.
That's right. And, I guess that'll lead me into another one of those topics, which was pregnancy and childbirth. I, as a single woman, you know, definitely, well, at this point in my life, I don't really have to worry about getting pregnant or anything like that. But we as women...
Me either.
That's a blessing. That's right.
I'm with you.
That's the biggest blessing of them all. But for those of you in the audience who do have those worries, just make sure, and I know Dr. Candace can attest to this, just make sure that if you're planning to be pregnant, that you're being healthy, that you're taking yourself with your vitamins, that you're looking out for your heart health. I'm really big on heart health. And just make sure that you as a woman, you know, are bringing your kids into, you know, good situations where the kids can be, you know, well taken care of. You can maintain them. You don't have worries. And I know it's hard, but this is life. We're not going to, you know, not have problems. We're not going to not have issues. But when we bring life into this world, when we're carrying life, I really feel we as mothers need to be in a calm and relaxed place and know the ramifications of being pregnant. If it's an at-risk pregnancy, if we're older, you know, if you're, yeah, and if you, you right. know, you may be younger. So you know, we just have to work with what we have on those issues. And did you do good in your pregnancies? How did you do well with your pregnancies, Dr. Candace? Did you?
You know what? My pregnancies were like night and day. And one thing that you just said, which heavily affects pregnancy, and we don't realize it, are stressors. And my son is 9 years old. And when I had him, I just couldn't wait and shouldn't have, but did. And my husband, I conceived him and I carried him the last 6 months of residency. And that's probably the worst time ever. You need to be carrying a baby. So I was walking the wards at Hopkins in Baltimore, caring for patients pregnant, and I ended up being on bed rest my last month, threatening preeclampsia. So, and I know that was due to stress and not getting enough sleep and doing all that walking and taking care of sick patients, you know, just a lot of stress. And there are a lot of other stress that really can cause wreak havoc on the body and cause some problems with pregnancy. So we, like you said, we really have to take care of ourselves and stay connected to our doctor throughout the pregnancy and follow their advice. And just make sure we're, like you said, bringing our children into the best situation
possible. That's right. That's right. I apologize. People don't realize that I am broadcasting, so my phone has rang, but that's okay. I got them off. Well, Dr. Candace, I really am enjoying this conversation. I think that, you know, discussing us as women is so important because we have to have someone to guide us, someone to be able to lean on, some good advice and from positive women. I'm trying to bring that forth with my podcast and, you know, bring light to the issues that affect us. You know, I have been in a marriage, like I said before, you know, and we've all as women dealt with different issues. You just said you know, you did your pregnancy last six months while you were doing your residency, you know, and then you got put on bed rest, you know, and even down to my mother, you know, being pregnant with me, she was pregnant before me. And she had a miscarriage. And then when she got pregnant with me, she had to stay on bed rest for 9 months. So, you know. And, you know, she just and she didn't know why. You know, she was just so scared. But, you know, later it was later determined that she had a tumor. And she at one point thought that she would not be able to conceive any more kids. But lo and behold, she did. And I have two sisters younger than I am. And so we never know what's to come with our bodies. We never know.
That's
So that's why we talk about being healthy all the way around. so that our kids can be healthy and know, and they can grow to be good adults, be good people, be good citizens, and do all the things that we want them to do as far as prospering and living good lives, and because that's what we strive to, what kind of parents
that absolutely
we strive to be.
Absolutely.
Do you have any lasting thoughts that you would like to leave with the audience?
Well, no, I just thank you for inviting me.
Yes.
And thank your audience for tuning in and listening.
Yes.
And best wishes to you with all your endeavors.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. And just ask everybody to support, subscribe to DrCandiceMD.com.
Yes.
And Kidding Around with Dr. Candice podcast.
Yes.
And follow me on social media platforms. And
What is your Instagram? Tell them what your Instagram is.
So this, all the social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, is Dr. Candice MD.
Yes, Dr.
Yep.
Candice MD. And I'm going to post this, and I'm going to post another one of our pictures that we took in Orlando. I was on her podcast, Kidding Around, back in January. And like I said, audience, we got to meet then. So I'm going to repost that. Dr. Candice, I always end my show with a Bible verse. And tonight,
awesome.
Tonight it's going to be Romans 10:17. It says, so faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. As my audience knows, I've told them once before and twice before, I'm a card carrying member. So, you know, I love it. So, you know,
amen.
I think that, you know, trusting in the good Lord and relying on him, audience, to help you through the 9 issues that we spoke about earlier, whether you're married, whether you're unmarried, whether you're a single mother contemplating being married, however you want to slice it up, however you want to do it, make sure that you take care of yourself. Make sure that your mental health is where it needs to be so that you can be the best that you can for your families. This is Tundi and Unusual Podcast Blessings, Unusual Blessings Podcast, signing off. You guys have a good night. Thank you.